Montana Governor Greg Gianforte and a pair of Montana state agencies are suing to halt Yellowstone National Park's bison management plan. The lawsuit filed on Tuesday, December 31st by Gianforte, the Montana Department of Livestock, and the Montana Department of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks names the U.S. National Park Service, U.S. Department of Interior, and their leaders, including Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Cam Shawley, as defendants. Montana state officials argue the new rules hurt the state's ability to handle threats brought on by bison wandering beyond the park's boundaries and said they were never given a fair chance to participate in the planning process with park officials. Gianforte said on Tuesday, the National Park Service failed to work with Montana in a meaningful and transparent way required by law. The governor and state officials contend that the review process for the plan was hurried and left Montana officials with an impossible time frame to fulfill to provide input on the new rules. Yellowstone National Park officials said the new plan was adopted in July 2024. The plan allows it to address scientific information that has changed since the last plan was adopted back in 2000. The new measures call for the park's bison herd to remain between 3,500 and 6,000 animals. State leaders immediately criticized the plan, noting that they wanted the herd managed at around 3,000 bison, which is the number set under the plan adopted in 2000. In its lawsuit, the state and Gianforte argue that the larger bison herd threatens Montana's cattle through the spread of infectious disease. The court filings also note state officials believe the larger herd will damage the landscape of Yellowstone's northern range. As Straight Arrow News previously reported, conservationists have argued against limiting the herd of bison to 3,000 animals and have claimed that state leaders aren't interested in protecting the species. Conservationists note that in 2023, a record number of nearly 1,600 bison were killed in Montana. The state of Montana does not consider our national mammal to be a wildlife species. They consider the buffalo to be a disease species in need of management, Tom Woodbury, the director of communications for the Buffalo Field Campaign, said. The mass hunting of bison came largely from hunters among indigenous tribes who have the right to hunt bison under historic treaties and reportedly face little to no regulations. The state of Montana doesn't regulate the number of bison that tribal hunters can harvest or what their season dates are, things like that. Those are largely determined by each individual tribe. Morgan Jacobson, information officer for the Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Agency, said the 2023 killings of bison in Montana also raised concerns among conservationists who say that Gianforte's call for a herd of 3,000 bison is unrealistic for Yellowstone. Montana would like to see the bison population reduced to 3,000, which is not a viable population for bison and would result in them being listed under the Endangered Species Act, Woodbury said. Yellowstone officials say they are reviewing the 51-page lawsuit from the governor and are considering their next steps.